Why do you think chips might be the sign of the beast?
Well, I actually don't know if they will be, George. People will often say to me, oh, Catherine, you know, you would have been opposing, you know, back in the 30s, you would have been opposing the Social Security number. Back in the 70s and 80s, you would have been opposing the barcode. Come on. People said that was also the mark of the beast. And my response to that is we don't know what the mark of the beast is going to be. The Bible says that we won't know until it gets here, that this is going to be a mystery to everybody until it's here, and then everybody will see it and everybody will know it. And we're not there yet. We're so close because we now not only have the ability to do it, but we're building the infrastructure to make it very easy to do. Back in the 1930s, I would have been among the people protesting the Social Security number, not because it itself is the mark of the beast, but because it paves the way for the next step. And the same also with the barcode. I would have been opposing the barcode because the barcode is what enabled physical objects to become easy to put into computers, and that's all part of the system. And now RFID is one of the ways, one of a number of ways, that people can become scannable and placed into a system. So if it is an RFID, I will say this, RFID is certainly a step along the road towards it. And I've given this analogy before on this show, and I think it bears repeating. If I'm in California and I don't want to wind up in New York, and I'm on a train and every single stop is putting me closer on a straight line to New York, I don't have to actually reach New York before I realize I better get off the darn train because I can see where it's going. And so each of these technologies is a stop closer to that ultimate endpoint of the mark of the beast. And one of the things we know from the Bible is that as we get closer to this time, Satan, the enemy, the beast, will realize that his time is short, and he's going to start speeding up. And this, I believe, is the reason why we're seeing, like, weird things, like people eating other people. And
oh,
like,
everything's weird lately.
It feels like the evil on the planet has accelerated or quickened, as they say. And that is something that is absolutely part of what we're told prophetically will be happening at this time. Things, the good will get better and the bad will get worse. There will be a parting of what the Bible refers to as the sheep and the goats, the people that the Lord's going to put on his left hand and his right hand.
The divide will get bigger.
It will, and we've got to make those choices because if, you know, people have so much chaos in their lives right now, and I would argue that a large amount of that chaos is because they're being fought over in a spiritual realm. You know, if your life seems like it's just upside down and turning all around and spinning and you just can't get it under control, it's probably because you have not taken a stand and chosen a team, and you're being fought over. There's a war going on all around us. You know, we're not battling the people at Macy's. You know, yeah, we need to battle them, but that's not really where the battle is. The battle is a spiritual battle,